Eboo Patel says he has always been interested in the diversity of religious experience. He was born in 1975 to Muslim Indian parents and emigrated with them from Bombay to Chicago when he was an infant. Patel grew up with friends of different religious backgrounds.
I've found myself asking, what does it mean to be a Muslim when your friends are a Hindu, a Jew, a Nigerian evangelical, a Mormon, a Lutheran, a Catholic? What does that mean? That idea kind of lodged itself into my head when I was maybe 12 or 13. And as I became more serious about my religion, Islam, and as I found my friends around me become more serious about their religions, we started to have the conversation in maybe a higher level way.
Patel recounts this experience in his 2007 memoir, Acts of Faith, The Story of an American Muslim, The Struggle for the Soul of a Generation. His idea for an interfaith youth corps, inspired by other service organizations like the Peace Corps, began to develop at Oxford University in England, where as a Rhodes Scholar, Patel received a doctorate in the sociology of religion.
We got our first projects underway outside of the United States, in South Africa and Kenya and Sri Lanka and India, and I learned the methodology and theory of this work by doing it in those great countries. So I studied the Sarvodaya Shramadana movement in Sri Lanka. I learned about Ubuntu from African traditionalists in South Africa. I helped run an interfaith service learning project with Habitat for Humanity in Hyderabad, India.
In 2002, he returned to Chicago and with a grant from the Ford Foundation, established a permanent home base for the Interfaith Youth Corps.
The basic idea of the Interfaith Youth Corps is young people from different religions should be volunteering together, cleaning rivers, tutoring children, building houses, and they should use that as an entree into having a conversation about how their different religions inspire them to serve others. And we actually spell core, C-O-R-E, not C-O-R-P-S, because we in Chicago see ourselves as simply the core of a growing global movement.
In 2006, the Interfaith Youth Corps, which has worked with refugees and the homeless in Chicago, did go global, participating in an exchange with young interfaith leaders in Jordan. Since then, IFYC members and alumni have traveled to Indonesia, Kazakhstan, Mongolia, the Philippines, and elsewhere to share their experiences. They've also conducted training workshops in the United Kingdom, Qatar, throughout Europe, and in India.
People are realizing, my gosh, this issue of interfaith cooperation, it matters in a huge way.
Among those who realize that is President Obama, who appointed Patel to the White House Advisory Council on Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships. And the president is not alone. Patel was named one of America's best leaders of 2009 by the weekly news magazine U.S. News and World Report. That year, he was also chosen as one of the 5 future policy leaders to watch by Harvard's Kennedy School Review, and was honored with the Roosevelt Institute's Freedom of Worship Medal. Patel believes that the most divisive issue of the 21st century will be religion, or as he puts it, the faith line.
But the faith line doesn't divide Christians and Muslims, Jews and Buddhists. The faith line divides religious totalitarians and religious pluralists.
Patel defines religious totalitarians as those who condemn every religion other than their own. At their most extreme, religious totalitarians, like the suicide bombers of today, will kill anyone who doesn't share their beliefs. On the other side, Patel says, are the religious pluralists.
And the religious pluralist says, I deeply believe in my religious tradition, but I understand that your way of being and believing and belonging is right for you, and I want to cultivate a sense of understanding and cooperation. I want to figure out how you and I, Christian and Muslim, Jew and Buddhist, Baha'i and Hindu, how we can collectively serve the common good.
A significant challenge in a world rocked by sectarian religious strife for Eboo Patel and his campaign for religious pluralism. Susan Logue, VOA News, Washington.